Dan Crush.
Blog Talk Radio.
How many kids does Dan Craig have? Three?
Yeah.
Live from the Treasure Shine Studio in Liberty Hill, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume, get on your feet, and welcome in the undefeated, undisputed champion of sports talk radio, Jamie Sheen.
First time at 39. Tackle him. Yeah. I'm trying to get 6-0 in this. I'm trying to get 16-0 2 years in a row. It's pro, it's so easy, but right now I'm the number one seed in the NFC and the Patriots are 0-4. Can we just welcome in for the final time of the 2015? A lot to get to. We'll get to some of the big storylines of the year. Won't we?
Yep.
And a lot more. And I can't get a call since we what you can we get some of my Jets King history machine?
No, it's just the year, like you're talking about.
I don't know, you first.
Sports team of the year, who was it?
I say
it's gotta end right now, so who was the sports team?
Teeny Dragons.
Teeny Dragons?
Was that
was like 2014, man.
Yes. No.
This year was the team from Pennsylvania as well that won.
No, it's not that.
They actually won the United States World Series.
I would say maybe Patriots.
Patriots winning the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
I would say the Warriors. Team of the year. They win in this calendar year, they win the championship. Beating the LeBron-led Cavs, even though they were out Kyrie and Kevin Love by the time it got going. But then to start the season, what, 24-0 or whatever?
Yeah.
And now be, what is it, 32-1? 29-1. I would say that's clearly, in my mind, that's the team of the year.
You just love the Warriors.
I do. They're entertaining as heck. They play great D. And they could do the run selfish on offense, and then you got Steph Curry being magnificent.
The MVP of the league for the second year, right now.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so.
You think he's got it wrapped up?
I would say definitely. He's on record pace in a million statistics. I saw something that whatever the per record is, he's about to set that for NBA history, a PER. I don't even know what it means exactly, but perhaps our next caller does.
I don't think he does. I'll give up on the air. Hello, sir.
Merry Christmas there, gentlemen. Hope everyone had a good holiday. Hope you got a nice new winter coat to wear, you know.
No, you don't need it now.
Sure you do. Big winter coat, dude. It's cold out. It's like 58, man. It's freezing.
Yeah, it's cold, I know. I need a big coat.
What were you guys talking? I just clicked on. Who were you guys talking about before? I missed that.
They were saying the Warriors was a team of the year, and I'm just saying that he loves the Warriors, so of course he will say that.
Well, who else would be the team of the year, I guess? The Patriots, the Warriors, the who won the World Series? I can't even remember now. The Royals could be the team of the year.
Yes, I think Royals and Patriots have a case, but I think it's the Warriors still.
It might be. Yeah, I can see that.
They've
game
done
yesterday
so much.
Did you see any of that game yesterday? Warriors Cavs.
Yes, I saw the game yesterday.
It's a little bit of a letdown. It's kind of a sloppy game. Like teams didn't really shoot that well.
Yeah. No, it wasn't really that great of a game, really, to score 80 points in the fourth quarter.
if you're the Cavs and you're going to end up playing that team in the finals, that's the only way you
that's
can beat
what
that
you
team
want.
To make it that kind of game. Yeah.
Yes,
so,
you want a sloppy.
So is your Is your producer? Your producer's going to the game today, right?
Yes, you'll get into the game. You're leaving with.
Leaving.
I was
going to
say you should be down there already.
Yes, he should, but he'll probably leave right after this. Correct.
Yes, about 11:30.
That's good. Okay, that's acceptable. So
all
what
right.
do you think? Is there? If you're an Eagles fan, are you excited about tonight at all? On a scale
no,
of 1
I
to 10.
No, I think you have to be, because it's basically a playoff game, and I think you have to get a little revved up anytime you do or die like this.
I just hate this team so much. I hate everything about how they're made up. I hate the coach. I have so much hate, sports hate in my heart.
Yes, they're
so
not fun to watch. They're not fun to talk about. Nothing about the team is like fun. You don't like watching them. All the above.
Yeah. But the sad thing is, it's really all we got. Well, I guess the Flyers are playing pretty good right now, but it's all we
but
got.
It's all
really.
Yes, you gotta hang on to it. I think that's the main reason you gotta watch tonight. That's practically all you got.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You have any fantasy teams still alive?
No. I've given up on my fantasy teams long ago, but I know you did, so you gotta love that.
I do. I got a big match. I gotta decide who to play tomorrow. I got a whole situation where, like, I have AP, and if the Packers end up losing that game, he might not even play at the 8:30. So
yeah, it would not even make sense for him to play. It's really
bad.
Well,
if Green Bay wins, the game still matters for them. So he'll play if Green Bay wins. But if Green Bay doesn't beat Arizona, then I don't think he's going to play. Then I got to play that bum Jeremy Hill.
If Green Bay loses and we lose, it matters for no one. And NBC is really mad. Now, if Green Bay wins and we win, then it's a great game.
If we win?
I mean, if we lose, it doesn't matter for the Giants because they're already out of it, right?
I'm only concerned about the Vikings' point of view because I have Peterson, so it's just one of those things where I need Green Bay to win in Arizona, and if they do that, then that game
you will be fine.
Yeah, so we'll see. First world problems, dude, you know?
Yes, but it's big problems. Money on the line.
It is.
It's always big with
you. You have a good day. I'm playing some NBA 2K16 here.
All right. Enjoy that. And you have a good day, okay?
You too, sir. Take care.
You love Xing people out. Love it.
I do.
Love hitting that button.
Can we look at my history? Let me lead you.
What do you want a history of?
DraftKings. Look how.
No, you
It doesn't get down far enough.
It goes all the way, doesn't it? That's better, isn't it?
No, it doesn't go all the way.
Is it your history? No, recent.
Go to the history on the DraftKings.com.
Now, why are you down to $10? You're down.
Because
What are you doing here? It was 16. Now, what are you down to 10 for?
Because I entered the NBA 50-50. $5 to a 150. A triple up. All
right.
Can we go to my upcoming? See, that's why I'm down to 10. I want to withdraw this entry. Like, can I do it?
Which one? This one?
Yeah. Texting. Who's that?
Uncle Chris.
Texting. Yeah.
Entrance. This isn't here.
No.
No, I need to go.
How are you going to other answer?
Let me go into what you're in here.
This radio.
You got to pause this. Come on. All right. Player of the year, all sports.
I think it's Steph Curry.
Yeah, probably.
No one can match him.
No.
Maybe Tom Brady because of all the things that's around him, but I think that's really his only competitor, right?
Yeah. All right, which one of these you want to drop out of?
No, it's a good upcoming. I want to drop out of that.
This one?
Yeah.
Add an entry. All right, at the end.
What do you have to click?
No. I don't want to click that one guy. This is your understand. Clear, import, save. If I hit clear, it's going to get rid of all the guys?
Yeah. Because it's the same lineup that I have. And I'm being good boy and doing 50-50s.
Let me log on like, on the
DraftKings.com.
Yeah. Stop that.
They're just so fun to play with.
All right. Oh, I don't want to do this. Who else you got?
What's your best
game of the year? Do you know that?
I don't know. Probably Super Bowl.
How about? Yeah, it could be.
What else?
What?
Any NBA? Any NBA stuff? For game of the year?
I'm sure there is. I'm not that smart.
Are you in?
Am I logged in there? Yeah, sign in.
Yes, I $10 hefty payday.
Won $10 last night.
And now I'm in for 100. Look at this one. It's
really to win 100.
It's so fun. Top three win 50.
Out of how many people?
Yeah.
That's hard as heck, man. All right.
It's only for two.
My contest, right?
Yeah.
All right, which one do we get out of?
NBA, dollar, double up.
That one?
Yeah.
I'm going to that. I don't see anywhere which one. Now, why was when I was on my phone, this looks totally different. We have team. We already are in this. I gotta look at my outcome.
Can we look at my history on this? Because I think it'll go all the way. Should I play this top six win 15?
We're already in it. Withdraw entry.
Yeah. But we'll be credited back to my account.
That is out. Let me see if I got a hot one on the line. And we do. It's Granda.
Granda, hello. You did a great job on that assignment last night. Hello. Welcome in.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about something different today. And I want to talk about Steph Curry. And that is an amazing basketball player. I mean, James and other people try to cover him. He's so quick and so fast. The only thing that's going to slow him down is age, because he can't stay that way forever. But that is
no,
amazing.
He can't. He can't. But where he is now is he's one of the best. Yeah, he's a great basketball player. That's it.
He's just like a madman. Obviously, he works on that part of the game. And that team isn't even that big, but their defense is so good and so tenacious. You know?
Yeah, the defense could just stifle you.
Yeah, right. That's a good word, stifle. That's exactly right, stifle.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, I did, and you were a part of it. You were a big cook of the dinner.
My question to you is, you want to come up later?
I will come up later if you want me to, because you do have NFL Network now, which you didn't have before, but somehow you got it.
We do have what?
You do have NFL Network, which you never had before, which means before I couldn't watch the game in your house, but now I can because you must have upgraded your cable or something, because now you have...
They upgrade it automatically sometimes, so... But if you want to come up later, hang around for dinner, you certainly can do that. So.
Well, I might take you up on that, as it were.
And what do you think about the Sixers getting that guy Ish back, Ish Smith?
Well, I think Ish brought a lot of fun to the team last year, and he dishes well, and he jumps well. And he's a little bit of a true point guard, true backup point guard, which is part of the reason why I think they got him in the first place is because
how about giving up 2 second rounders, though? That's not good, is it?
No. And that gives you a little bit of pause as to how much they truly value these picks. Because they're just going to give them up for someone that they had last year and chose not to resign. It gives you tremendous pause as to what the process really is.
Right. Well, it just shows you how desperate they are. And they got to start putting some W's up because that's a dreadful team, you know?
They've tried. They're giving it their all, except for that maybe one Indiana game. They've seemed to try their hardest every game, but their talent is so lacking. They're so deficient. There's nothing.
I think they're going to have to add a Derrick Rose or some stud that might be willing to come. You know, if I'm Rose, I don't want to go to Philadelphia, right?
Well, you never really know. It's probably one that you're paying me in cash for this right moment. But other than that, in terms of sheer talent and wanting to win a championship, there seems to be no incentive to want to go here at the minute.
Yeah, right. That's well put. All right, what are your thoughts on – give me a quick pick on tonight's game. I know you and your dad have probably been talking about it. What do you think about tonight?
Well, I think it's going to be close. I think they've been one of the lost teams of the season. They've been very good in these kind of do-or-die games, because you would have put maybe Patriots was a do-or-die game, like won that. So, just strictly based on that, and they're very good when they feel pressure is on, I think they'll win. It's going to be close.
Wow. I'm afraid that Jackson's going to blow their doors off, and that could be the difference maker. But they can somehow hurt him or shut him down. That could be a difference, don't you think?
I think that would be a big difference, because if you remember back to last year's game on the day of the Craig Pollyanna, that's what he did. Bradley Fletcher getting burned on press coverage and getting illegal contact penalties all over the field. The one time they stop him, they get a penalty, and the other times they can't stop him. So I think that's the real catalyst of why they blow up the secondary, and the secondary this year is not much better. And they're third team in NBA NFL history to give up 30 touchdowns in back-to-back years. And they're going to do that in the 14 years.
But they will, right? They gave up 29 so far.
Well, they just need to give up one more, and then they'll do it.
And you know they will, right? Yeah, you know they will.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, great job as usual. I'm happy your show was on. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay,
you have an eagle grin on your face over there.
Yeah, there you go. Take care.
Bye. You were laughing. I just can't ask you what you were laughing at. Were you laughing at the badness of that stat?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
That's just amazing.
Horrible.
Can I put... Welcome in, sir.
Jamie, welcome. How are you doing, my friend? Good to hear your voice.
Hi.
Had a good holiday and everything else. Santa Claus came and, you know, had a lot of family get together.
Yeah,
for
Santa
the
Claus came. He certainly conquered. He did a nice job, and happy with
beautiful.
All things that, like.
Nice. Well, I had to work at the airport. We were busy both days, but it is what it is. So a lot of people flying out.
Busy at the airport.
Oh, yeah. The air is busy. We had Black Lives Matter disrupt on Wednesday. That was all fun to be stuck in a line of, you know, waiting people.
I
had 20 people stuck in my van. They wanted to get out in the middle of the road. I couldn't do it. I said, I can't open it. You guys can't get out. So that disrupted Minneapolis for a good hour. They diverged from the Malvis area. So that was fun on hump day.
Yeah,
the
you had all the Black Lives people at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I saw that.
They jumped on the socialist train and diverted, and then I saw a good video. A cop took a guy down. He thought he could fight. I've seen this woman at the airport. She's blonde. She's gorgeous. Took a move to her. He took him down. Boom. Over. Done. It was a great move. real quick, you know, you got tonight to fill the game. You guys should be able to win the game. You got a better team, but I don't, you know, it's tough. I'm taking Washington because I think they want the East. RG3 who? I've never heard of the guy before. Put it that way. But I went and saw the Concussion movie last night with my wife, and I have jerseys with no names on it. I wore my Mike Webster jersey to that show, and it was a very, very good, poignant movie. And
well,
copy.
Calvin,
and
I'm going to go see you today, and I'm going to ask you this, because I've heard differing things about this
right.
from different people. Does it influence the way you're going to watch football tomorrow and today?
No, it won't. I know it won't because I understand the game, but it's also if you're my child and you're playing football, I'm going to teach you how to do it right. It starts at the young age. Don't lead your head. But if we can stop a bullet and to save a man, we should be able to save a grown man or woman playing football. They got to get a better helmet. If we can cure certain diseases, they should be able to cure the shots to the head, but you must not leave your head. If your father worked for me in a construction business, I would take care of him after he's done because he made me money. That's the whole point. They should make sure the union should make sure that's done, okay, is to take care of their guys after they're done. Okay, that's my whole point. And that's they collective bargaining that in. Okay?
Well, that's...
But I got to get going, Jamie. I got to get going. I got to go, Jamie. But I got to get going. I'm about to work. But I love the game of football, and so do you. And I just say, take care of the guys. They crossed union lines 3 years ago. And they're union when they want to be, and now they don't want to. You take care of the guys that made money for them. That's all I'm trying to say. There's no reason for this kind of behavior. They make billions of dollars. Jamie, enjoy the movie. Happy New Year. Talk later.
Well, thank you for that, Kelpa. And that was very eloquently put in that little rant filibuster.
Am I going to have to go listen to the podcast?
I think you might want to.
Was it nice? What did he say?
He's just talking about the whole concussion issue.
Okay.
Because he saw concussion last night.
Did he like it?
He said it's very good. And he said if you're going to have your kid with football, tell him to do it right and just enjoy it.
Okay.
It starts at a young age. He said it won't change if you're on football because he understands the game.
Okay. All right. That's a good question, too, you asked him. What do you think is going to happen with you?
I'm just going to take it for the cinematic value. I'm not going to take in a movie that changed my views on a social issue like that. That's a hot button.
Okay. Good point.
So I'm just going to enjoy Will Smith and enjoy everybody. Apparently, it's tremendously well acted, so I'm just going to enjoy that and go, huh?
Okay. So, you got a prediction for tonight?
I think because they've been good with their backs up against the wall, like in that New England game, I think they'll come out like that again, and it's going to be 27-24.
Well, they better start hot, because if it doesn't, it could get ugly.
Yes.
Especially
the crowd.
He's going to want to stick it to it. Is this his first time back here playing?
No,
he's
back here last year. He toasted us last year. Right?
Yeah, I was in Washington, though, when he took us out of the playoffs.
Well,
he has the ability in 2 years in a row to take us out of the playoffs. shit since Chip got rid of him.
And I'll tell you what, I think Chip knows that he screwed up. I think Chip knows.
Yeah, but then he did it again with Shady.
Well, Shady and him are two different things. I think Shady was more of a football issue than Deshaun was, no matter what you hear.
I think Shady was a, if anything, a financial issue, but not definitely not football.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he likes long cut runners. He does not like dancing. That's it.
Well, I don't get it. DeMarco's supposed to be that. And
well, I think he counted on DeMarco to be that. I think he realized that his system is fundamentally flawed because he's trying to change people.
Let's go through his crucial plays and you tell me, crucial GM plays, and tell me if you think he regrets it. Deshaun.
Yes, I think he does, because if it wasn't for, he'd still be here and we'd be in the playoff last year and we'd probably be in the playoffs this year.
Macklin.
No, I just think that's a money thing. Nothing you could do about that.
Shady, do you regret that?
No, because he doesn't want to deal with the headache.
Kiko Alonso, bringing him here, regret it?
Too early to tell. He's only been here 1 year coming off an injury. You can't really judge him off that.
Maxwell, bringing him here.
No, he's played well.
Oh, my gosh. What tinted glasses are you? I want to watch the game through your eyes. Bradford.
No.
Oh, God.
I think he does. I'm looking at Bradford against Fulham, and I think Bradford wins. So I think in that way, he doesn't regret it.
All right. What other huge guys? Kelsey.
No, he's an all-pro.
Wait, is he here? I always get him and,
no,
not
he's...
Kelsey. I always get him and...
You're talking of Herman's Mathis?
No. Mathis. Mathis, yeah.
Yeah, but he still hasn't played well.
Did
in
he start Denver?
Well, now he does.
Aren't they like 10 and
this,
or
well, they're looking on the outside in now because they lost two in a row to...
They're
not
outside in, right? They're
definitely
going to make the
playoffs. No,
right?
No, they're fighting for the playoff last because look at the AFC playoff picture.
Wow.
They went from 10-2 to 10-4, and now they're on the outside looking in.
They can't be on the outside looking in. Let's see if I got a second here.
All right.
By the way, here's your roster for the Sixers. Starting power. I just wanted to see who the starters were. Starting point guard is Kendall Marshall. I mean, what's he doing? Ish Smith, the backup. T.J. McConnell's the third string.
Well, I think it's great that they have a true backup point guard now.
Shooting guard, Isaiah Cannon starts. Jakarr Sampson is backing him up. Nick Stauskas, who they played big money to bring here, is the third string.
According to them.
Center, Jahlil Okafor and Joel Embiid. How is Joel Embiid in this? 4, 7, 10, 13, 15. They have injured reserves on here?
Yeah.
Okay. Power forward, Nerlens Noel, then Rashawn Holmes, Christian Wood, and Carl Landry.
Who?
To all those people, I think, except besides Nerlens. And then shooting forward, they have
small forward.
Robert Covington starting, and Jeremy Grant, Grant, and Holly Thompson. All right.
At least you know all the three of those.
I know those players' names. All right, real quick, NFL standings.
Look at it. I'm telling you, Denver's going to have to win the last two to go.
No minutes. How many seconds are left?
We're done, but we're not here.
Is it recording?
No. All right,
standings real quick. Come on. Not by division. Go.
Bill, my dear.
I don't want the whole league. I want the conference.
Go to that.
I hit the wrong thing. There we go. Go. Alright. Got the Pat. 12-2. Bengals 11-3. They've lost three now?
Yeah.
Oh, they won one, though. All right, Broncos are right there, third seed, 10-4.
What are they going to have?
All right, so they're winning their division right now. I mean, come on. Then you got the Texans 7-7, Chiefs 9-5, Steelers 9-5, and Jets 9-5. Man, would I love to see Steelers on the outside looking in.
It's fatal. I need to rant on something. This playoff system sucks that the Texans, who are 7-7, are playing the AFC South, get a higher seed than the Chiefs 9-5. Division winners should not get priority. That's
a whole
it.
Other argument. A whole other day.
I'm telling you, we'll go into this next week, but I have a big problem.
It's
going
to be a crucial argument, too, moving forward with our.
I think there's no NFC East team has the right to be in the playoffs. That's it.
Now let me do the NFC here.
Right?
NFC, you got Panthers 14-0, Cardinals 12-2, Packers 10-4. Now they've righted the ship. Skins are 7-7 at the 4 seed. Seahawks are the 5 seed at 9-5. I cannot believe they already clinched playoffs. They were dead and done. I'm like, oh, this year they're definitely not. Oh, look, they've won 5 in a row. Before that, and they were 4-5. I'm like, they're for real done now. They're for real done. And then they've done this nonsense. Vikings are the 6 seed, 9-5. Then you got Falcons 7-7 looking outside looking in.
So, we'll go into the debate next week, but I think all right, bye, everybody. We're not on the air, but bye.
You're right. No, here it is. End episode.
Next playoff game, I'm going, even if it's at night.
We'll talk about it.
Bye.